are kind of a unique bunch. Are we considered a bunch at this point?
This is like bunch more than two. A couple's more than two. A few is more than two.
Okay.
A couple is two.
This is too much technical
a
stuff.
A bunch. Sure.
Okay. So.
We're a few.
We're just a few gals. Really weird. Got a lot of flow there. I don't even know.
Flow.
Want to give you a disclaimer. On our podcast, we use terrible accents. And we also cuss on this podcast. So if your prude little ears can't handle it, then fuck right off.
There's that bad accent.
Yes, it is. She's back. Better than ever. I don't know.
I know. It just kind of happens sporadically.
I can't even count the times that we've gone to Trader Joe's and all of a sudden we're just...
It's not just Trader Joe's, but that everywhere. Is where a part of you comes out, like a real part of you. Oh my gosh, we should talk about some Trader Joe's stuff.
We should. Trader Joe's is...
Suddenly having this, like, Trader Joe's love moment.
Alright, so let's talk about it.
Like a love child.
Of Trader Joe's. Sure. Because we are Trader Joe's hoes.
So. I could be okay with that. So last time we were there, I ended up getting the cassava flour.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? Sure. Cassava flour empanadas with like, it wasn't even real cheese. It was like fake cheese, the goat variety or something.
I'm so sorry.
Spinach. They're really good. But the trick is to cook them in the air fryer, not the microwave. The microwave makes them soggy.
God, can we just have, like, a good air fryer moment? Like, who does not have an air fryer at this point needs to get one because
raise your hand, slap yourself in the face.
Grab a chair.
Slap
your neighbor.
What if you're sitting alone? That's where the raise your hand slap came in.
Yeah, but I feel like it needs to be more forceful. The slap maybe just be, like, a cute little tap.
That's true. So, I'm starting a restricted diet. Sierra, tell them about the dumplings.
The soup dumplings?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Trader Joe's. Soup dumplings? If you've never been to Trader Joe's, my condolences. I think that you're living under a rock and it's time for you to emerge with the people.
Which, actually, I will say, because I have some friends who just moved to Tennessee and I'm like, what are they gonna do? There's no Trader Joe's
cry.
Out there.
Cry deeply.
So I don't think there's a Trader Joe's out there still. There's like a grocery outlet Trader Joe's baby store. But that's weird. So like you don't have to be in Oregon to do Trader Joe's. You can find other Trader Joe's, but not in Tennessee. Anyways, back to the soup dumplings.
Thank you. oh my god. I think the soup dumplings are probably my favorite thing from Trader Joe's. If you are in a area where you can't go get dumplings, there are soup dumplings that are amazing. If you've never had soup dumplings before, again, my condolences. You are in the Stone Ages, and I'm concerned. Soup dumplings is just meats, veggies, and it has the broth of
so good.
a chicken. I don't know what kind of broth it is. My favorite is the pork and ginger. It's a purple
Doesn't
box.
Doesn't it have lemongrass in it, too?
I have no idea.
I think so.
I can't even tell you what it looks like or what the ingredients are without having a box in front of me. And I'm pretty sure you didn't buy any. So.
They're not gluten free.
And that's your girl's
I'd
daughter.
Like to say that I didn't make this choice. My doctor made this choice. And to be frank, I kind of always thought it was ridiculous that people would be like, do you have anything on your gluten-free menu?
You are that person now?
And to be fair, I still think that a lot of people are just being pretentious and ridiculous and want to give service industry workers a hard time. But yeah, not being able to have gluten because your body can't do anything with it actually sucks.
Can I tell you, about Joe's Burgers and how they offer gluten-free stuff.
For free. No substitute charge.
I know.
Anyways.
They had some sort of air fryer type situation offer that I saw on their menu. And I was like, yes.
Where they change out the oil.
I do.
I think that's what they do. There's someone else that offers that. Oh, pastini. Pastorini. You can sub out your pasta for gluten-free option for free. Well, it's fancy. If you just say
middle naming pasta.
If you just say pastini, that's weird.
I think people would understand that you're referring to pastinis.
Not if you're not from Oregon.
If you have a thing called Google. Google.
What if there's pastini Pizza Hut?
First of all, I feel like pastinis has got to be a lot more globally than just Oregon.
Well, maybe. I guess you can find P.F. Chang's in your freezer section. Yeah. So maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, Trader Joe's, oh my god, so good.
Don't even get me started. We're also in a fight, though, because they used to have these things. They were in a small container. You could buy them above the freezer section, which is where most of the bad decisions are made. Well, the shelves above the freezer section, I just call those their impulse shelves because it's literally things that aren't refrigerated or frozen. It's like snacks and little doodads. Trader Joe's doodads.
In what section?
Right above the freezer. Like above the freezers in the two aisles, they have like those shelves and they have different candies, snacks, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, they used to have chocolate covered cocoa nibs. Oh my god.
Dude, my favorite from
the meringue cookies.
Or the chocolate. I'm not a huge chocolate person.
Oh, are you
going to
talk about the pretzels?
Fuck yeah, I'm going to talk about the pretzels. Oh my gosh, those milk chocolate covered peanut butter pretzel bites are fucking good.
Pretty sure I gained 15 pounds. Because of those.
They're so good.
Working in office.
They remind me so much of Muddy Buddies. You've had Muddy Buddies
before. Well, yeah, I've made Muddy Buddies before. They're
but minus the powder sugar.
Yeah, Muddy Buddies don't really have a lot of protein, though. These have more protein because it has, like, thick peanut butter in the middle.
Sure does.
So if you're wanting to, like, go on the healthier side of the spectrum.
It's so good.
Also can't have those because pretzels. Gluten-free. Don't worry.
Can we find, like, on Pinterest, like, something that we can be maybe able to fix your life?
Okay, Sierra doesn't agree with me, but I will say that I've had a lot of nasty gluten-free things in my life. Most recently because I've made some of them, and she knows my banana bread story.
The dog days.
Because I actually left some above my fridge, and I forgot about them.
Those will be good till the third war.
they actually didn't, like, mold or anything.
That's a concern.
It is concerning. They were gluten-free. They were absolutely disgusting. But Black Rock has good banana bread. Sierra doesn't like it because...
I don't not like it.
If you only had to have gluten-free, like...
Those are days that I don't even want to think about.
Well, those are days I have to think about. So, the Black Rock banana bread, which is from Two Sweet Cakes. I don't usually like their stuff. No offense. It's just very sugary.
It's okay. It's how I feel about Dutch Bros in general.
Yeah.
The only thing I like from them is their cold brews because how...
I do like their cold brew. But I don't like how much ice they put in their cold brew.
Yeah.
It's like excessive. Four drinks and you're done.
Full sips.
Yeah.
The sound effect and all.
I made that.
I like that.
I didn't get it from the computer. That was live.
Wow.
It's pretty great.
Real fancy up in here.
It's true. Okay, I feel like we've digressed, like, severely.
I think we've definitely deviated off of what we wanted to talk about today.
It's because you brought up Trader Joe's.
I don't even remember what happened.
I don't either. Okay, you were going to talk to us about highs and lows.
My high for this week is the fact that it's been Labor Day weekend, and as many people are going to find out, I enjoy sleep. If sleep could be part of the Olympics, I would be training. Like, if there could be a professional napper...
Maybe you are training for the day they do become an Olympic sport. In the year 3000. Do you think we'll make it?
Definitely not. But, don't worry. I'll be sleeping my dreams, my fears away at that point. But no, it was Labor Day weekend. I got to be productive.
Productive by sleeping.
Yes. As one just catches up on the sleep. Mm. I also very manly used a drill this weekend on Saturday. Muy impressed with myself. Spanish there just to spice things up. Yeah, it was real cool. I installed the drawer and door set for my IKEA thing that makes it look very sexy.
Which I really want because I actually want the floating shelves.
I have the floating shelves and they're real nice.
So maybe I'll get those and you can install them for me since you're so good with a drill.
I'm not for hire just yet.
I didn't say I was paying you.
So it's all trial and error, and then I can't be sued for it, right? Because at that point,
it's true. No harm, no foul.
I might need to
no money exchanged. That'd be good. And what's your low?
Low is the fact that you
are. Maybe working. I should talk about my high first.
Maybe you should talk about your high first because I'm just gonna be depressed for the rest of this podcast.
So just for the podcast, not for the rest of life.
My mood changes very often.
It's true. My high is that this week I got to start working from home, which is super great because the office has been... My interpretation of the office and my office situation is different than Sierra's because we work in different departments. Mm-hmm. And drama. But it's fine. So I got to work from home. Did not abandon you.
So to be fair, you did. I don't know why you didn't understand, yes, I will work at named location, and then didn't understand that when we became desk cubicle buddies, that this was for life.
Okay, well, the thing is that when we were desk cubicle buddies, it was the best time of my life, but then I was living in a not good situation, and yeah, so I moved in with my parents, who lived, I mean, they still are alive.
Sorry, Mom and Dad.
They live 55-ish minutes away on a good day, so that was my commute, and I did that for a while for you. And then I got permission to work from home and did just completely abandon you. But
I like how she skims over that part.
I didn't skim. I blatantly said it.
Can we please enter the, wait a minute. You can't just speed past by that like you didn't say what you just said.
Well, since then, there's been two people that have sat in my honorary desk area. One of which tried to just give it away.
For free.
Didn't like that.
Did not get my blessing, and I'm the person who has to sit next to them. So, I mean, I should be interviewing.
It's true. So, Sierra, based on that, what's your low?
Judy has decided to yet again abandon me in different ways. I feel like she's brainstorming in her off days, just trying to figure out how to make me more miserable after being in my life and then being like, let's figure out how to make this work.
My off days.
Yes.
There's no off days. I have a boyfriend.
Oh, goody. I'm sorry. I forgot. You have no time to think for yourself.
No. It's true.
Judy's working in the office. It makes me sad because she's my lunch buddy. But I have...
To be fair, I'm hybriding, so... Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm in the office for an amount of time.
Whereas I do get to hang out with my other office buddy and love that for us. He is part of our gang.
Don't look at me like this. This is when you have decided to work from home.
So it's my fault you brought someone else in?
Yes. You expect me to be miserable the entire time? I already really want to work with you again, yet there is no opportunity in the horizon for me to be able to work with you again.
But he does provide your love of TikTok, which I appreciate because I don't think I meet you on that level.
Sure don't.
I do appreciate the ones you send to me. I just, as a millennial, I don't understand TikTok.
I'm also, too, a millennial. I just had more time to sink into depression during the pandemic as I was one of those who was furloughed into unemployment. Thanks, by the way, for all the headaches that you have caused. Unemployment.
Oh, I don't know what I thought you meant. I worked at Starbucks at the time. It was not a great thing. People would come up to the counter and like, why are you so concerned about COVID? And they like pretend to cough on you.
But that's fucking people. Like, people are the worst. I'm sorry. Those who are going to be listening to us, my apologies, but I feel like you should understand how. People are dumbasses and do stupid shit.
Especially some of the people we work with. It's fine. That's a whole other topic.
That we probably cannot mention on this podcast due to the fact that we're still employed.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's great. It's great.
No, I think that people like that are just the worst. I don't understand why people need to cough on you. And
the service industry as a whole right now has just taken a giant face plummet to cement.
There's whale poo, and then there's... All I can think about is...
A moment brought to you by Shark Tale, featuring Will Smith. Wasn't Willow on it, too? His daughter?
I don't...
I feel like she was. I'm pretty sure.
I feel like I have to look this up.
It was like a family affair. Well, not in that way, but like... Like, in the way of everyone was partaking in that movie together.
Everyone was like, we're all in this together.
I just want to remind you that we're millennials. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I think our generation did create High School Musicals, so I won't
get that mad at you. We sure fucking did.
Okay, actually, since we're on the topic of Disney Channel now, can we talk about how I'm really excited for Halloween? Specifically... Because this is the year where I...
Wait a minute.
No. I know. I don't know. I've talked to you about it. Just Halloween Town. Like, that's my jam.
Yeah.
Just watch it consistently throughout the whole next 2 months.
Yeah.
Except for Halloween Town High. Sorry, Sarah Paxton, but you did not do well.
I'm super jazzed about Halloween, but...
Wait, why are you? Because you've never been to Halloween Town, and it's in St. Helens.
I understand that I have never been, because I don't have anyone. I've never had anyone who's wanted to go do Halloween things with me. Like, I mean, yeah.
Enter Judy.
And then there's Pumpkin Patch, and that's pretty much, I think, the extent that I've been able to get people to go with me.
I love the
Pumpkin Patch. Or corn mazes.
I'm kind of like... Don't use this against me, but I kind of want to do the scary pumpkin patch maze. I just think it'd be fun.
Have I told you about my first experience?
But I feel like I might have to wear like an adult diaper because.
Oh my god! Yeah.
I can't control myself with scary things.
So a couple years back, when my friends and I, as a group, it was her sister and her fiance, we went to a haunted house in Beaverton. And which is no longer there, which is really sad.
No, that's fine.
But did I tell you about what happened? It was my first haunted house experience. I've never been to one before.
No.
I was like, me as an overthinker and massive anxiety, I was like hyping myself up with anxiety the entire time. This is going to be scary. This is going to be awful. I'm not going to like this, right? No. The entire time, I rocked it like a badass bitch. I was like... People would try to come out and scare me, and I'm like, you should probably see a doctor about that head wound.
That's what you said?
Yes! The
the entire time I was like, no, 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 after you. No, seriously, after you. Or I'd be like, you know, we walked. It was different parts. Of like, it was like a scary girl locked in a cage. And I was like, indoor voice. Indoor voice. Like,
I think I could go to haunted houses with you.
Oh, it was just so funny. We walked through it. My best friend, other friend, loves haunted houses. She loves to see other people scared. And I'm like, there's a part of you that needs to be evaluated. But it was just like, she was just taking it all in. Her sister was massively freaked out, which is when, you know, the actors come in and like, or the people who are part of the...
They're actors, you can say it.
Actors, yeah. So they like, they kept scaring actors. Her and they kept like following her. And I was just like, no, no, seriously, in front of, no, go first, go first. No, 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 seriously, go first. There were parts of that haunted house
polite.
I was very polite and correct. Like, part of it was, like, a little air freshener would just spruce this place up.
Ew.
It was so bad. There were smells. We did not like
There's a difference between, like, haunted smells and, like, not putting on deodorant.
Well, I don't think it was them smelling. It was, like, the actual haunted house itself.
Are you sure, like, though? Because, like people walking through, actors not wearing deodorant.
That might be... I don't know. They had, like, different themed rooms.
Oh, that's weird. Oh, where, like... Like, Fear PDX.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Haven't been there. Hell no.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the idea of someone touching me. Is that part of
what they do? I think Fear PDX is the touchable one. That sounded weird coming out. Don't regret saying it.
Well, I think that's actually true, though. I mean,
no,
like,
no, no. I'm pretty sure it is. They're allowed to grab you. They're just not allowed to, like...
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I heard that there was a haunted house that you could go to and they could shock you. And I was like, first of all...
I don't know.
If I wanted to do that, I would walk in North Portland right now.
I don't know, but let me just tell you, if I go to a haunted house where someone's allowed to touch me, don't be surprised if I punch you in the face. Like, it's called reflex.
Kapow!
Not a good shot, but we'll see.
I feel like if you're backed into a corner, you get yourself out. You're a Leo, so I mean.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm an Aquarius, and I don't know what good that is.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I forgot about. I always forget that I'm a Leo, because I don't feel like it.
I can never forget.
That I'm a Leo?
Yeah. You are my fiery Italian Leo friend that gets real hangry real quick, and it's the scariest thing I've ever seen.
So anyways, let's talk about what we're watching.
Oh my god. Oh, we didn't talk about your low, though.
What? Oh. For a second, I was like, what is my low? All right, well.
Do you want to skip it? It's fine.
No. I'm a grown woman. Most days.
Which is funny about what you're leading into.
I'd like to preface this with saying there's nothing wrong with crying. Crying at work, crying in the kitchen while you make pasta, some salt because of your eyes crying.
I'm an Aquarius. I'm sorry. I don't understand
emotion
like that.
It's best to cry in the shower because
that's where I do my
crying. No one can see you. It reminds me of, have you seen Arrested Development?
Yeah. That's my favorite gift,
I just
people
love
just crying to
oh my god, I know, he's like crying on a bar of soap. Yeah, that's me in the shower. That's great.
I do my best work in the shower. Either singing, crying, arguments.
I take depression. Do we already talk about this? I don't take a shower in the light.
Yes, yeah, no.
Night shower. Well, not taking a shower at night, it's just I take showers in the dark.
I like dark showers, too. I also... But I'm a night person, so I take mine at night.
I take mine in the morning, but I still do them in the dark because I just really like dark showers. Also, then you can't, like, see your body. So it's fine.
I didn't think we were going to go there. This is fine. I guess we're going there. Yeah, same.
I'm just saying, like...
If I can do all of my overthinking in the dark, that'd be great.
Insert... gosh, what's his name? He's married to Christine. Christy. Christy.
Yeah, say more words. This is going to help.
Christy Teigen.
Who do you think I am?
Is it John Legend? Who are you?
You are John Legend. On your own.
He sings that song. It's like something in the dark.
Real descriptive. Boy, if you could pick anyone out of a lineup, that would be you.
I don't know. I'm going to come back to it. It's just going to come to me, and I'm going to be like, I'm just going to shout it out.
All right. You want to roll into, like, self-care?
Oh, I had already talked about what are you flexing, but it's fine.
Yeah, we can talk about flexing. I'm fine. Let's talk about it. So we both have finished Bling Empire. I loved Bling Empire.
Let's preface this.
Disclaimer, we don't speak English on this podcast as well.
Yeah.
I don't English either. I speak gibberish.
Preference. Let's preference this.
Okay.
With, Sierra's not really a reality TV show person.
I'm not really. I started to get too into the, during the pandemic, started watching The Circle and Love is Blind.
Don't even get me started on The Circle. Wait, the pandemic is when you started Love is Blind not 2 years ago with the rest of the world?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not a huge reality TV person.
It's okay. Did you know that Nicholas Shea and his wife Vanessa is the one who created the Love is Blind show?
Yes. Yeah. They were hosts on there.
Yeah, maybe they didn't create it. Maybe they were just hosts.
I don't know who
I thought it comes up as from the creators of Nick and Vanessa Lachey.
I don't know. I just work here.
Just saying, Vanessa's way better for him than Jessica Simpson. Passing along.
But yeah, I'm not a huge reality TV show person. I'm not a fan of watching The Bachelor. I'm sorry, Judy. It is just not for me. There are certain levels of drama I can and can't handle.
To be fair, The Bachelor at this year was absolute garbage.
Okay.
Chris Harrison left the franchise because of something he said, which is, he should not have said it. However, I don't think making him leave a franchise because of what he said was necessarily the right answer. Because there are a lot of nasty things that people say that shouldn't be said, and they still get to continue their roles as whatever in their lives. So, there's that. But, yeah, it was absolute garbage. No offense, Tayshia and Caitlin. Like, you'd ever listen. But, just saying. Actually, offense, okay? You don't need to be so gossipy and girly on The Bachelorette, okay? She's trying to find love. She doesn't need her friends circling them.
And the word you're looking for is... Anyway.
Took a turn.
Bling Empire was so good. If you have not seen Bling Empire, it is like... live action of Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing. I don't understand how this is actual reality.
How many times have you seen Crazy Rich Asians?
I don't even know.
I saw it in the theater 7 times.
I'm pretty sure I saw it in theaters probably like 2 or 3. But I own it, and so...
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that likes to fall asleep with the TV on and the fan on.
Is it Crazy Rich Asians?
I'll either watch that or just reruns of stuff that I've already watched. Friends.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Our people, okay.
Don't even.
So,
I am Monica Geller.
I don't think we can say that. We may get sued for that.
I don't think so.
Anyway, yeah, I like to rewatch stuff. I fall asleep with it on. I take naps to it. There have been times where I have fallen asleep to, like, Beetlejuice, Death Becomes Her... a bunch of different movies that are, like, Halloween themed. I'm like, I don't even know if people
Nightmare
should
Before
be...
Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wake up and he's in Christmas land already.
It's more about, like, Oogie Boogie has Santa Claus.
I think that's what I was thinking of. Literally was picturing Santa. From Nightmare Before Christmas, not, like, actual Santa.
Yes, please preface this. Thank you.
Yes. And then, oh my gosh, I want to talk about Bling Empire. But, like, I don't want to ruin it for the people who don't know what's best for them in life.
If you have not watched Bling Empire, please skip forward if you have the skip option. Fast forward, please.
Just fast forward.
Skip past this. Don't listen with your eyes here.
Perfect. What's the girl's name who's dating Andrew?
Kelly.
Don't like her life choices.
She's making very poor life choices.
Don't like it. At the end, not gonna say what happens, but not a fan. Not a fan.
Yeah, that cliffhanger did not
feel... If there's not gonna be a season two, I don't know where Netflix is located, but we're gonna take a trip.
We need to, like, calm down.
We're gonna take a trip to see Netflix.
I'm so sorry, Netflix.
I don't have to apologize to them. I think I did see that it was being renewed, though.
I think it is. I'm super excited about it. I think that that's a really great show. I'm looking forward to seeing the journey for Shuri and her boyfriend that I'm totally not remembering his name right now.
Who?
Shuri and her boyfriend that...
Oh my gosh, I know who you're talking about.
Our inspo.
Well, shoot.
I have to look it up now.
Gosh. Yeah, I don't remember, but I couldn't imagine living that life. Like,
two kids and being together for 5 years and not having been proposed to. I mean...
Well, and then she ended up proposing to him. Sorry, spoiler alert. Gonna talk about it because this is 2021. And actually, Sierra, let's just talk about it for a moment because it's my favorite movie. Probably not in the world, but in a close collection. Oh my god.
Jesse!
Leap Year! Oh, what?
Jesse is his name.
Jesse, yeah! Leap Year. Leap Year is one of my favorite movies, and it's where Amy Adams is dating this guy that will not propose to her and will not take it up a notch, and so she goes to Ireland on a trip, and she meets this guy, Matt Goodwin. Oh, I think that's his name. I'm pretty sure. Sierra's gonna look it up so that we can confirm.
IMDb.
It's true. Gosh, I don't know what his name is. He's a delight. But anyways, she ends up proposing.
Matthew Goody.
Matthew. Mm-hmm. Goody. Get it? Because he's so good.
He's so good. Adam Scott was her love interest, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. From
Parks and Rec.
You know what's really funny? John and I were Leslie and Ben last year for Halloween.
Oh, that's funny. My boyfriend
and I got his name tags and everything.
My boyfriend and I were Casper and whatever that shit.
Shut up, Wendy!
Yeah. And that
it's
was,
Wendy, right?
Have to look it up now. For those
Casper
who,
the Friendly Ghost.
Who know, I don't have a boyfriend.
I think Wendy is Peter Pan.
I don't have a boyfriend, so I'm just mocking the fact that she's got these couple outfits and I'm alone in life.
That was our only couple outfit.
Well,
we didn't do... Oh my gosh, I feel like so ridiculous. I don't know what we did last year for Halloween. If I'm being honest.
Her name was Kat.
So basically.
You were not even close.
Wendy.
Where did you get Wendy from?
I think I was singing at Peter Pan. And then I was over here trying to sing the theme song. I don't even think there's a theme song. But I was trying to sing it, and it didn't happen.
Well, apparently that's going to be on our... Well, there is a... Okay, so to be fair, I think you're thinking of the one that was in 1998, where there's... is that...
What?
Yeah, Hilary Duff. Casper meets Wendy.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. But, oh gosh, Hilary Duff, don't even get me started. Love her.
Love her. I love her.
Younger.
Oh my god.
So oh good. My gosh. Okay. Oh, thankfully there's somebody in this world who's worth living, like, going through life with. Younger.
So
soulmate too.
You know, she's been posting on her Instagram and her Facebook, because I'm totally obsessed with her, that she's starting on How I Met Your Mother. So I don't know if they're doing like a remake of it or like a spinoff or something.
Can we talk about how disappointed I am that there were not enough people? I don't know if it was not enough people or something happened that we are not getting a Lizzie McGuire remake.
Do you not know what happened? Oh, let me tell you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you remember, and we're going to talk about this from before because background is great. So when Hannah Montana was made, they actually wanted, did you just roll your eyes at me?
Hannah Montana.
I know, hold on, it's backstory.
I know, oh, no, didn't they want?
They wanted JoJo to be Hannah Montana, not Miley Cyrus, but her dad helped convince them. And also JoJo said no, so let's not forget that. And now she's doing great with her career, but that's fine.
Where's Miley Cyrus? So
Miley Cyrus made this huge stink about how Disney Channel wasn't the end-all be-all and it didn't make her career. It didn't make or break her, and people shouldn't judge her for that. And Hilary Duff says the opposite, that Disney Channel did really grow for her and make her what she is. And she thanks them, but she wants to progress and move forward in her life. So she was talking to the people who wanted to recreate Lizzie McGuire for Disney Plus, and basically what was said is that she wanted to continue to grow Lizzie and to make her be what she believed Lizzie McGuire was going to be today. And Disney Channel didn't want to do it that way. They wanted to make it very like child friendly and yeah. I mean, it's just not reality. And coming from doing younger, I mean, could you imagine her just, like, rolling with the punches? And I just feel like it would be so awkward. It wouldn't be her authentic self.
Yeah.
It's really disappointing, though, because we'll never get to see what happened with Lizzie and Gordo.
I love Lizzie McGuire. That was such a good... That was my, one of my favorite, like, Disney movie or TV shows to watch when I was a kid.
That one and then the entire Xenon sequel movies. This is so great. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
I love that.
It's a great time. Such a good time.
Have we mentioned maybe twice on this podcast already that we're millennials?
Yeah, but I think that's fine. Okay, so anyways, leap year. She proposes to him because it's like a tradition that on a leap year, a girl can propose to a man. It's romantic, weird, would never do it, but I feel like here we are.
Yeah, I mean, who comes up with a tradition like, hey, on this day,
the Irish get
rights.
They're not rights.
So it's only are you going on that... to?
So when you find Mr. Right,
I mean he's dead under a bus somewhere. But
sure. Are you going to propose to him?
First of all, Mr. Right might not even be my boyfriend for a long time.
I'm just saying.
I'm afraid like, of commitments at this point. Is there a point where
you would propose to him, or would you want him to do that?
The idea. Of me getting married to someone is frightening.
But if you could picture that.
I can't even picture what I'm having for dinner tonight. Let alone someone.
The only reason you can't picture that is because we just had
bomb-ass mac and cheese.
Lunch.
Ma'am.
Lunch.
I.
That's French for lunch.
Sure it is.
Pretty sure. 50% sure.
People don't come at us for our lack of...
Okay, but anyways, that was way off topic, because we were actually just talking about her proposing to Jesse up in front of everyone, and he was actually really happy about it, but then he was all like, oh, crap, I should have done that, which is what she was saying the whole time.
Genius.
But that's Bling Empire. It's super great, super juicy.
Unorthodox life.
Oh my gosh, don't even get me started.
Okay, so you finished it, right?
I sure did.
Can I now tell you something that I've been waiting for the entire time?
Okay, I'm ready.
I've been saving it for you for this moment.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So
I don't know the dad. Crap.
You know the dad with
Abba.
Abba with his new girlfriend.
Yeah, what?
They got married.
When?
Remember a while back where I was like, hey, you should watch this, but you haven't finished Unorthodox Life. I've wanted to show you then. I don't know how many weeks ago that was. That was recent. He recently got married to his girlfriend.
It's
going to
be on the next season.
Yeah.
I mean, family dinner was so uncomfortable. It was so uncomfortable.
That dinner...
It's uncomfortable mostly because Bathsheba and...
Bathsheba.
So sorry. That's why I'm just okay with calling her Bot.
Yeah, Bot was actually the one who posted it on her TikTok. Because, you know, she's really big into TikTok.
Miriam? Is it Miriam?
Miriam, of course.
Yeah, her. When they were, like, talking about it, and they were so, like, oh, he shouldn't, get to do... Like...
Bot was very uptight about it, and I was very, like...
Don't even get me started. She feels like she deserves everything and what she got because of the way her mom left her. Because that's what she keeps coming back to.
Okay.
Like, at some point, you gotta let it go and live your life.
Right. Okay, so, I'm sorry. I have to ask, going back to Bling Empire... favorite character or person character because they're actually real people. Who's your favorite person in Bling Empire and who's your least favorite? Obviously, I feel like Andrew belongs in the bottom.
Andrew is definitely in the bottom. Sorry, just because you were a Power Ranger doesn't make you cool.
You can go fuck yourself, Red Power Ranger.
The way he treats Kelly is absolutely disgusting.
Garbage.
The fact that they even showed episodes where they were at a counselor together and he was still so...
manipulative!
Oh my gosh. And then he was like, oh, I am always supporting Kelly. No.
Where was the support?
Do you remember when she took him on a trip to Paris. She took him. He didn't take her. That's not his group of friends. It's hers.
Also, the fact that he exploded because she wanted to let him rest.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so manipulative.
And he never let it go. He's so...
Well, and now he's, like, upset that he's, like, oh, like, this needs to stay between us. This is private. I'm sorry.
First of all, it's airing on national TV. It's not private, sir.
I'm sorry, but, like, can we take a moment to, like, expose... the toxic, manipulative, like, behavior here. Ugh.
So gross. Literally made me want to hurl.
It didn't make me
so
want to hurl.
So Andrew's definitely at the bottom of my list.
Made me want to get violent.
Gosh. Who's the one that's, like, battling Christine? Who goes to Paris all the time?
Now I'm totally drawing a fucking blank.
I know. I don't even...
I feel like we should have fact-checked before we started talking about
I mean, probably, but... Oh, my gosh, it's going to drive me
Bling
crazy.
Bling Empire.
Christine and...
Hold on, Anna.
Anna, okay. I think Anna's my favorite, and I know that sounds weird, but she's just so nonchalant. She doesn't care. She's just living her best life. Christine is trying to get under her in like a not good way.
I have to say mine's kind of a toss up between, like, obviously Andrew is the most hated.
Yeah, we don't like him.
Yeah, you can go fuck yourself. I think that Kevin is probably either one of my favorites.
I knew you were going to say Kevin.
Or Kane. I think Kane is probably
I forgot about Kane. Crap, I changed my mind. Dang it. Okay, no. I choose Kane, actually.
Kane is probably, so supportive, so lovely. He's just... I think that he just really goes above and beyond to be, like, there for his friends.
You know what's crazy, what I just realized? So they deal with that adoption situation in Bling Empire, and they deal with that adoption situation in Unorthodox Life.
They did.
How crazy is that?
Favorite in Unorthodox.
Robert.
Obviously.
100%.
Avi.
Love him.
Robert's my fave, or also Miriam.
Seriously, I feel like me and Robert would be absolute best friends in real life.
I guess I can go fuck myself then.
I never said that he could be my only best friend.
I feel like more explanation would have helped.
Sorry,
least favorite.
That. Least favorite in my Unorthodox Life?
Yeah, Bot.
Well, I told you it was a mix between Bot and Ben.
Oh, Bot too, Ben.
You were like, let's put them as the same person.
We should put them
as a combined character. They suck.
Because here's the thing, though. They are my least favorite when they are together. Separately, they don't seem to be that horrible.
Well, and it's no, but Ba is still very... She's very like, woe is me. Like, at what point are you not going to be like, woe is me?
Never.
Never. Never. I mean, that thing that Ben did for her at the end was pretty nice. Like, it was a nice gesture. Yeah, it was a nice gesture, but at the end of the day, like, I don't know. I just... It's so weird because in that culture, materialistic things really aren't okay.
The pants situation, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And so the fact that no disrespect to religion. I'm not super religious, but I'm sorry. If your religion can't get past the fact that your woman wears pants, you need to look at the world.
Well, the whole thing was, and like... Aaron thought to the same principles of that, but the underlining thing is that if somebody is wearing something where they're not clothed or to look a certain way, then men will look at them and lust over them, and that's not okay. So they think they're doing it for their protection and for the protection of the woman because, you know, she doesn't want to be lust over. No, she wants to be lust over. But also, yeah, it's just... My gosh, it's so great. So great.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, let's just dive into pet peeves, because I'm ready.
I've had a week.
Do you want to talk about what happened to me today? Do you want me? You want me to say
yes,
it?
Yes, please talk about it.
So, I was running to the store this morning, and... I'm short. I'm 5'2 now. Now I have to say 5'2 because I shrunk, apparently.
Lucky.
So, and nobody is cutting down their bushes. I don't know what's going on. So I'm pulling out of a street and I can't really see to make a left-hand turn. So I move forward a little bit. It was not in the roadway, but this guy was turning left and I could see him roll down his window and I could hear because he's like yelling. He called me a dick lollipop and then continued to drive. I'm sure he said some other things, but like all I heard was dick lollipop. And now I'm not really sure what that is.
And all I can think about is, what was it? Oh, Wizard of Oz and the Munchkins. And all I can see is just them holding dick lollipops.
Gosh. It's funny, though, because, like, I'm a munchkin. Sometimes I feel like it. Which is fine, because you know what? There are a lot more things on the bottom shelves that you need than the top shelves.
So, I mean, to preface this, too, can't speak English again. But I'm the tall one at 5'11".
If you've ever seen Miranda, it's basically the story of our lives.
I just started watching that. I fell asleep to that
last
night. I'm her
little friend. I was gonna say my large friend. I'm so sorry.
First of all, fuck you.
I'm sorry.
Did you see the snap I sent you last night?
What is your first love? Donuts.
No.
What do you love the most?
Donuts.
No. What makes your heart happy?
Donuts. Did you see the snap I sent you?
No, I haven't seen it yet. Let me look.
Okay.
Okay, while I'm looking that up, can you talk to me about the Starbucks point system? Because I feel personally attacked.
You had mentioned, first of all, can we talk about the point system and how it's complete garbage?
To be fair. So, I worked for Starbucks for almost 12 years, so... I can say a lot of things because I've literally been there, done that. Starbucks used to have a really great point system, but I'm not going to say this was the sole reason, but it was a big reason where they felt that, one, they could get more out of the customer, and two, that the point system they had now wasn't really functional, which was incorrect. But so they did the new one, and basically you have to spend $20 you have to spend like $40 to get free drink. basically the equivalent of like $45 to get a free drink. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, now watch the snack.
Oh, I'm so sorry. How are you doing on the point system?
Well, since they have been my primary source since they released...
I'm turning up the volume, or else I won't be able to hear it.
I don't think I... Did I add all the volume?
It's a video.
It's a scene from Miranda where she's dressed in purple, and my... My good friend Judy.
Do you want to be that for Halloween?
No! It's an episode where Miranda accidentally goes into a transvestite store.
Well, okay, it was. I think it was just like a costume shop, they call it in England.
Anyway, I had worn purple once. Once. And she said that this scene made her think of me. And it's the one where Miranda accidentally dresses up as a transvestite. And I will no longer be wearing the color purple. Purple will be removed from my wardrobe.
I never said you looked like a transvestite.
You remind me of the episode where she dresses up as a transvestite. Ergo, no thank you.
I'm sorry.
I'm sticking with my color theme, gray, white, and black.
Perfect.
I will never go outside the spectrum.
My aesthetic is gray.
And yellow. And all these other ones.
Well, it's like mustard gold, actually. It's not yellow, because yellow is a disgusting color. It looks like the color of lemon. I was going to say pee, but I thought that was too weird, so well, here's where we are.
Now it's out there.
Well, it's fine. Some things need to be said.
Some things do need to be said.
Do they?
But yeah, no, my pet peeve has been, so I know that we're all back out, we're working again, traffic is now a thing again.
It's like worse.
It's, I don't know what it is, but I'm not a fan.
There's traffic on Sundays.
There used to be traffic on Sundays too before. It's a weekend, because then.
I don't believe you.
Huh?
I don't believe you.
Well, here's the thing. I'm sorely so annoyed with people when they don't know how to use their fucking blinker. I'm sorry. Okay. Here. I'm going to give you some information, okay?
I feel attacked, actually.
I want to give you some very exciting news about your car. It's a new thing.
It's not new.
Look for it in your car. Go to your car now. Behind the steering wheel. On the left-hand side, there is a lever, if you will. This helps indicate which way you would like to go!
Unless you're on the highway.
First of all of the people drive like morons. They can't decide which lane they want to be in.
Merging!
They can't merge. They can't use a roundabout. They can't even use the speed limit.
Yeah, most of them go over the speed limit, which is awful because they don't know how to drive, so why are you going faster?
Here's the thing. I will accelerate when I know where I'm going. For those who don't know where they're going and drive 20 miles under the speed limit, please get off the fucking lane.
Or, look, you don't need to be the driving hero. You don't need to be the navigation guru. It's okay to open up Google Maps. Not Google Maps. Maps or
Waze. Or any.
And let that tell you where to go. I am tired of people not using navigation systems when they're built into their car. Like Sierra?
I hate people.
And also, Waze is actually really fun because you can change
Look
yourself into
who
a
converted
dog.
Who?
You can change yourself into a dog or cat and then it'll like make sounds at you. It's pretty creepy, actually. But please just use your navigator because.
Use your fucking blinker. It's there for a fucking reason. Let me tell you, I'm pretty sure people who invented vehicles wasn't like, hey, Let's add this pointless device in your car. Have you ever seen the blinker? May I instruct you to go out to your vehicle? Use the blinker. You don't have to drive anywhere.
Sarah will come door to door.
I will come educate. I will show you where this blinker is. Because most people haven't discovered it. And it's annoying when people are like, oh, here's my turn. Now! No indicator?
So, I went out to visit some friends on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I almost said yesterday, but I forgot it's a long weekend, so.
I don't even know what
I've got to go. Not even sure. Went to visit some friends, and I was really upset at this person who was driving in the left lane. And the left lane is for passing and going above the speed limit to say goodbye to your friends who are driving too slow. And so I was, like, going on and on about how people in the left lane really irritate me because of that reason. And then I got in the left lane and forgot that I was there. Mm-hmm. And a car got up behind me. And then my boyfriend kindly reminded me about what I had just said.
All right, well. Hey, I want to thank our people, followers.
None right now.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us on our podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm terribly sorry for all of the things you had to hear in this, but hopefully you'll join us again for next time.
I'm not sorry.
No regrets.
Plays Demi Lovato. Sorry, not sorry.
It's fine.
Okay, bye.
Bye.